Welcome back one last time now on Inside Agriculture Today, one last time this month anyway. U.S. Meat Export Federation marketing staff from around the globe recently met in Korea. And as U.S. MEF President and CEO Dan Hallstrom explains, the group looked at the explosive growth of home meal replacement kits in South Korea.
One of the main drivers for red meat consumption globally has been the convenience factor. And when I say convenience, I'm talking about home meal replacement. I'm talking about restaurant meal replacement, prepared meal kits, this sort of thing. And there's a real demand, and there's no bigger demand than what we've seen in Korea. So the opportunity to have our global staff conference here in Korea, it was a great opportunity to really roll out these concepts to some of the other countries around the world that maybe haven't seen that demand, at least to the level that they have in Korea.
The growth of HMR, home meal replacements in Korea, has been driven by consumer demand for convenience. That according to U.S. MEF Vice President of Asia Pacific, Ji-Hae Young.
In terms of freshness or the diversified the recipe, it's developed in a way that what Korean consumer wants. So what we want to show to the international staff, and then they can get the idea back home and then share what they learned and then develop their own recipe or develop the product that can address their own customers in their market.
USMEF utilizes support from USDA, the Beef Checkoff Program, and the National Pork Board to promote the use of U.S. beef and pork in those items in Korea and expanding into other markets where these products are gaining popularity.
Well, this is an opportunity to add value into the supply chain, even though we have less production. And I think that's one of the exciting things is one of our jobs as MEF is to show options, show alternatives for the marketplace.
For more, visit usmef.org. U.S. Meat Export Federation. I'm Mick Kerr, and thank you for listening to Inside Agriculture Today. We'll be back next month, tomorrow, right here on Inside Agriculture.